We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Every time we've had a pro-America rally or just a pro-right rally, we've been counter-protested by the left. 2 years ago, I believe it was 2 years ago, we had a pro-America rally in downtown Buffalo, right in Niagara Square. All right, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and a white supremacist group were there protesting us. All right, that's fine. You want to be there? I got no problem with that. But keep it peaceful. So the Buffalo police were there, and they put a line up in front of us. And the whole time we were there, David Bellavia was speaking, I was speaking, Sheriff Howard was there, he was speaking. We had a bunch of speakers. And the whole time we were trying to speak, they were yelling and screaming stuff at us. And I told everybody, as I will again today, just to ignore them. Ignore them. Turn your back to them if you've got to turn your back to them. But don't be confrontational. So a couple of weeks ago, when we found out that McMurray was putting on another dump Trump, impeach Trump, and then now it's called something else. I think it's had four different names. You know, I said, people contacted me. Can we do a counter protest? I said, yeah, we can. Go ahead and do it. I don't have to be in the forefront of everything. And so they put together a Facebook event, and then they wanted me to get a little bit more vocal. I said, all right. So here I am. You know, I'm helping. That's all I'm doing. I'm helping. I'm assisting. And here we are. Quarter after 12, I get a text message with some pictures showing me that the opposition is setting up in our defined area. The whole idea, what we wanted to do, is to have them down at Elmwood and Bidwell. We were a colonial circle in Bidwell to keep a half a mile in between us. So you can go to that event, and we can, and our people will go to this event and keep it separate. That way there's no confrontations, no one-on-one confrontations. Well, quarter after 12, I see a sign being set up, and now there's a whole camp right down there in the middle of the circle, and they're trying to be confrontational, exactly what we did not want. So if there's any violence today, if anything happens today, which is exactly what we were trying to avoid, I was hoping that Buffalo could actually set an example, you know, for the rest of the country, you know, to maybe send a message to the leadership in Washington, D.C. It's time to grow up. Okay, it's time to step up and be leaders, which is not leaders of your, you know, factions of your groups. Just be leaders and do your job and calm the general public down instead of creating all this discourse. But they're not. They're not. And I was hoping that today we could set an example in Buffalo. This is how it's done. This is how it's done. You can have differing opinions on politics. That's fine. This is the United States of America. We have the First Amendment. We have the right under the Constitution to do this. But just do it peacefully. We've never blocked off any roads like they did, what was it, last week? They sat down in the middle of the intersection in the middle of the day. We've never done that. We've always been off the beaten paths, well, except for Niagara Square. And we've always had a peaceful, and that's what I was hoping would happen today.
Russ, how long? At the end of the day, if this does end up to be a peaceful protest, both sides, do you think that that message is still shown to leadership in Washington?
Well, it will, but the problem is it should show a message to the people in D.C. that have separate events, but make it separate events. Not the left come down and invade the camp of the right. I mean, you hate to say some words like, you know, a show of force or enemy camp. But really, in today's atmosphere, that's what it is. You know, so if you're going to have an event and if there's a counter event for it, keep it separate. You know, be respectful of the two groups that are putting this on. We want it peaceful. Let's keep it peaceful. Don't automatically come in the opposition's camp. You won't see any Trump people down at the anti-Trump rally. But when you drive down here to ours, you're going to see them in the middle of the circle with their signs up. I mean, you got white supremacists down there, you got Black Lives Matter, and you got Antifa in the middle of Colonial Circle where we were supposed to be.
Russ, so, isn't it hard to be respectful and everything else in the current political environment?
It is, but I do my best to do that. You know, people think I'm a hothead. People think that I'm the instigator and everything, where I've always tried to be level-headed, and I've always tried to keep the calm between groups. You know, there's no reason for it. You can disagree politically, but Nate and I, we disagree vehemently on politics. Local, not so much. As soon as he starts talking about national stuff, it's like, Nate, you fell off the turnip truck here, you know? But we stay respectful. We text back and forth a lot, you know? So, I mean, why can't everybody do that? Why? I just don't understand it.
Russ, Nate wasn't sure how long they're planning on being on that end today, just in general. Any idea how long you guys' counter-protests will go today?
As long as the people want to stay. It doesn't matter to me. I mean, if you got a bunch of people down there, one of the best things about this is that you're able to go to events like this, and you're able to meet like-minded people, and it assures you you're not alone. You're not alone. So it's nice. You're going to see, you're going to see a lot of different friendships come out of things like this. You know, and, you know, Facebook has been able to do that. But events like this, boy, I thought I was alone, you know. And there'll be a lot of friendships made down here today. Maybe even left and right.
What do you think of your meeting with Nate just a couple minutes ago? He comes over here, shakes your hand. Do you think in any way that shows a bit of symbolism that even if you guys can disagree, at least you can, in this case, literally meet in the middle and shake?
That's why I suggested it. You know, I thought of it. I'm going, you know, maybe we should put some ground in between. I'm trying to keep a level head, all right? If we put a little bit of ground in between us, and then maybe to set the agenda for the day, Nate and I can meet in the middle and shake hands. Say, look, we can do this. We can do this. We can be friends, but yet we can be. Here we go again. What word do you use? We can be friends, but we're enemies at the same time. You know what I mean? What's the word? What word do you use? You know, so it's difficult. It's difficult to try to use the words to be able to keep the peace. But that was the whole idea of today. Whether it succeeded or not, I don't know.
You said something about numbers. I mean, I would think that if you're a pro-Trumper in Western New York in Erie County, you're a little outnumbered.
Well, that's one of the things that we were trying to prove, that there's a lot more support for President Trump out here than people think. You know, and listening to the radio, you know, this week, you find out that people don't want to come to this, didn't want to come to this, because they were afraid of the violence. And this is why we were trying to keep it peaceful. It does not need to be violence. It doesn't need to be. So, I mean, if there's, you know, the showing is going to be what it is. There's nothing you can do about it. You can't drag people out of their house. But if the fear of violence is keeping people away, then we have a problem. We really do.
What would you say to the people that want to come out to something like this but are afraid of the violence?
The best way to keep the violence down is to outnumber the other side. That's really what it is. If you've got a group of people, you know, or a gathering where you're outnumbering the opposition 2-1, 3-1, 4-1, 5-1, there's no chance there's going to be violence. Maybe a little skirmish here and there, which we don't want either. But that's why we were trying to build up the numbers to try.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.